Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to create their own unique level of balance so they can finally experience the joy, passion, fulfillment, and success they have been seeking in life. So in March, we have been focusing on the energies that spring brings. Those are the energies of renewal and rebirth and resurrection. And this week, I want to share with you a way for renewal for yourself, for your self-confidence. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free, private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar. Also, I have created a free download called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care. It's a guide to help you take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. Visit my website to download it. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how to increase your self-confidence. So what I want to teach you about today is one of the experiences that I went through that helped me learn who I am. And the point of this is, if we don't know who we are, then we feel less than, and we don't show up in the world in the way God intended us to. We let fear and lies keep us small and hidden. And the problem is, when this happens, we feel lonely and uninvited. We feel stuck in the comparison trap, comparing ourselves to other moms and other people, other professionals. And when this happens, we do not show up in the world as our best selves. We do not use the gifts that God has given us to make a difference in this world, and we lose touch with what our purpose is. We all have a purpose. So the solution to increasing our self-confidence is to check in with God and see who He says we are and acknowledge our God-given gifts. So I will share a story with you today to help show you what I mean, and then we'll talk more after that. So when it was time for Tyler to go to preschool, I picked a school that I loved for him. It was a sweet little school, a special faith-based Christian school. But we didn't have any friends there. We didn't know any other families that were sending their children there when we first started. And two of my closest friends were both sending their children to different schools that were closer to their home and where they lived. So at this sweet little preschool, it seemed like many of the other moms were friends already, and they had grown up together and gone to school together, and they probably picked the same school for their kids on purpose. It was probably convenient for them. And so as I noticed these women interacting, they seemed to have an ease about their relationships. Like, I felt like I could really feel an ease in their relationships. And it seemed like they were very loving and supportive friendships. And I noticed how much they helped each other out, and like how easily that they would take each other's children to like watch them after preschool for a few hours or play with them or go somewhere. And it was really beautiful and admirable. And I wanted that. I wanted friendships like that. I'm not sure if you've been there. You know, once our kids start going to school and we go into that world of seeing other people and meeting other people, we get some different images of what friendship can look like. And so I really thought that I would love to have a friendship like these women had, or to be a part of a group of friends that were friends like that. But somehow I was telling myself that I was an outsider, that I was not worthy of being friends with them, and it was making me feel down on myself. And now, to be clear, they didn't do anything at all to make me feel this way. This is all made up in my head, and I'm sure you have experienced that too. We tell ourselves many stories. So in my head, I'm thinking, I'm not pretty enough to be friends with them. I am not funny enough. I am not fun enough or easygoing enough. When I looked at myself compared to them, I saw all of my faults, And it actually caused me to shy away from interacting with them because I didn't think that I had anything to offer. I felt insecure, inferior, and inadequate. I didn't feel like I measured up. Luckily for me, I was working with my life coach at this time, and I took this to her, and she reminded me first who God says I am. And I want to give you some examples of who God says I am. I am a child of God, John 1:12. I am a branch of the true vine and a conduit of Christ's life, John 15:1-5. I have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, Ephesians 1:3. I am chosen, holy, and blameless before God, Ephesians 1:4. I have been made complete in Christ, Colossians 2:9-10. God loves me and has chosen me, 1 Thessalonians 1:4. Do you need any more evidence to understand who you are? You are the same as me. We are complete. We are loved. We are chosen. We are holy and blameless. We have every spiritual blessing that we need. God has given us absolutely everything that we need. And I needed that reminder. So in addition to that, my work with my coach went one step further. She helped me to see what some of my God-given gifts are, some of the things that God specifically gave to me to come into this world to do good with, to make a difference in this world with. And so some of the things that I identified were that I am organized, friendly, honest, faith-filled, spirit-led, efficient, smart, funny. I am funny. Maybe I'm not as funny as other people, but I think I'm pretty funny. keep going here. Loving, detail-oriented, hardworking, ethical, respectful, hopeful, positive, optimistic, loving mother and wife, good friend. I mean, yes, I could keep going on. But notice that last one I just said. I said good friend. Yes, I identified that about myself. I am a good friend. And so that gave me, in addition to remembering who I am in God and all of those other strengths that I have, that gave me the confidence to be myself, to just show up in the world as myself and drop my negative worries and make an effort to get to know these women whom I so admired. And they were wonderful. What a blessing that was for me. It would have been a shame for me to stay stuck in my head and stuck in my worry and stuck in my negativity and not step out there and get to know those women. They were great and we had lots of fun together. And really, what one thing that happened was when my husband and I went through our rough patch, these women were part of my support tribe. They were there for me. They helped me in ways that I couldn't even begin to tell you right now. You know, just showing up when needed, however it was needed, saying yes when I needed something, and just by being loving friends for myself and my children. It was really special. And if I didn't step out of my own head and remember who I am and what my gifts are, I would have missed out on that. And so it's really important, friends, that we know who we are. When we know who we are, we show up in the world as our best version of ourselves. We use the gifts God has given us to make a difference in the world around us. We feel energetic and happy and successful. And we know how to solve problems in life using our strengths. And so if this is something that you would like to work on cultivating, I have one simple action step that you could start with. On a 3x5 note card, write down all of your gifts and strengths. Now here's the thing, many times when I give this assignment to my clients, they come back to me with like five things. That's unacceptable. I want you to come up with 20 things, 20 gifts and strengths that you have. Sure, some may be more than others, but there are a ton of things in this world that you have been gifted with, and those are for you to share with the world. And so once you have this on your 3x5 note card, you can review it every morning and every evening. And I really recommend this because we need to remind ourselves, right? And the other thing you can do is carry it with you in your purse so that if you are going to be entering a situation, say it's a meeting at school or something, right? Or a concert at school, and maybe you're feeling a little bit insecure in the moment, pull out your list of gifts and strengths. Remind yourself how amazing you are, and then you can walk into that event feeling your best, bringing your best self into the situation, and that is a gift to the other people around you. It will make you your best self, which helps them be their best self. So that is really a simple, very powerful thing that you can work on. Okay, girls, that is all I have for you today. I am sending you lots of love and positivity. If you would like to explore increasing your self-confidence a little bit more, reach out to me for a complimentary discovery call. We can take a look at where you are and where you want to be and what is holding you back. And remember, I have created the ultimate guide to guilt-free self-care to help you feel like your best self every single day. You will find it on my website. And don't forget to join the Proverbs 31 community on Facebook. Thank you. I will see you next week.